HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
This is Spirit Talk Live, Journeys of the Mind, Heart, and Soul. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, inviting you to come on the journey. Join in the quest. Spirit Talk Live is our monthly forum for exploring the great questions of existence, for joining in the quest to find meaning and worth in life through intellectual inquiry and sacred spirit. It's a worldwide conversation for spiritual seekers and for rational empiricists, for people of all religions and of no religion, of all faiths and of no faith. Because here on Spirit Talk Live, nothing is sacred and everything is sacred. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to this month's edition of Spirit Talk Live. We're delighted that you are here with us. Even on this new schedule that we've been on for more than a year now, this monthly schedule instead of the weekly schedule, we miss you a lot in the intervening weeks, and we're glad, so glad, to be with you today. My guest today is my holy wife, the Holy Rebbetzin, Ellen Kaufman Dossick. She's here with us in the studio, which means that you can call in and you can be part of the program today. So if you'd like to talk to us with your own thoughts and opinions about what we are saying, the number is 800-1-800-555-5453. We'll pay for the call, of course. And please join the conversation. This is going to be quite a morning today. And because there is so much that has been happening in our world in the last few months since Ellen was last on the program. Actually, since Ellen was last here, we have seen the great tragedy in Paris and the great tragedy in San Bernardino, California, which is only an hour or so, hour and a half at the most, away from where we live here. So there is chaos in our world in many, many ways. Last night, I don't know how many of you saw it, was the Republican candidates debate, and it's as confusing as it is enlightening. So much, much is going on in the world, and Ellen, as you know, is one of the world's great channels, and she brings in from her spiritual guidance the wisdom and the insight and the discernment for us to be able to see what is going on in our world, both spiritually and energetically, and to give us good counsel as to how we are to behave in this world today, how we can best make sense out of this chaotic world and make our contribution to a just and a peaceful world. So, Ellen, welcome, welcome, welcome to Spirit Talk Live once again.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
So, darling, what's going on?
Well, as you rightly pointed out, the world is really falling apart, and literally falling apart. I think there's a tremendous rewiring, recalibration that is taking place. And in order for this to happen, everything is being taken sort of out of gear and put into neutral and pulled apart. All the old wiring, all the old ways of connecting are being pulled apart so that this recalibration can take place. And it's taking place on every level, from the cellular DNA level all the way up to the macro levels of government and social movement and all of that, and we're seeing everything really coming apart at the seams. And as you pointed out, our leaders don't seem to have any idea what to do with this. And I think it's because the solutions don't lie in 3D. All the solutions lie in 5D, and our only hope is to be able to access those answers and solutions that lie in oneness consciousness in 5D. And, you know, right now we would call those solutions miracles because when they come to us, it's not through the linearity of 3D. And so they feel miraculous, but we're really hoping that we're able to access those solutions and answers that lie out in 5D still.
So, in order for us to be, if you will, limitless in going coming into 5D, we sort of have to break the limits of the 3D world. Is that right?
Exactly. Exactly. And we have lots and lots of help and support with that. What's happened over the last many, many months is that all the great waters of Earth have been filled with a number of wonderful things, things like compassion and the wholeness of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. Another word for wholeness is peace. So we can imagine then that all those waters have been filled with the essence of the virtue of compassion and the essence of the virtue of peace. Human beings, of course, and many other things on this earth as well, beings on this earth, are more than 70% water, and so we are becoming filled with compassion and peace. And of course, what happens, and we're seeing it in living color all around us and within us as well, is that whatever then doesn't match those virtues of compassion and peace has to rise up for recognition and healing and transformation. And so our world looks less compassionate and less peaceful right now than perhaps ever before in our living memory. And we have to know that it's not going to stay this way. There is hope. It's coming up for transformation, and it will take a while to move through it, but it's a good thing that it's coming up for transformation, even though it looks horrible and it looks tragic right now. It's a good thing that it's coming up, because that's the way these things get transformed, so that we can live from a place of compassion and peace.
Now, I'm not quite clear on what the correlation between water and compassion and peace is. Did I miss that? Can you further elucidate?
Oh, several months ago, great beings, including the Shekhinah, the Divine Feminine, placed the essences of compassion and the essences of peace into the four great waters that flow from Eden, that source all the waters on this earth plane. So all the waters on this earth plane are now infused with compassion and peace. We absorb those waters, we take them in, and our bodies are more than 70% water. And certainly trees and plants and animals carry a very great percentage of their body mass as water as well. And so we are flowing with compassion and peace. Literally, we are saturated, because we're primarily water. We're saturated with compassion and peace. And so all those vibrations, all those energies that are in opposition to compassion and peace within our being, then have to rise to the surface, because they don't match what we're flowing with. They have to rise to the surface in order to be released and transformed. And so we're seeing a very dispassionate and judgmental and fragmented and violent expression in this world at this time.
So we just have to trust, in essence, what you're saying is correct, because the outward manifestation looks pretty terrible.
Right now, it looks terrible, but it's sort of like when you have a big boil on your skin and it's lanced, and all of the yuckiness comes out of it, and it looks awful in those moments. But you know that that's what's necessary for that boil to heal.
Well, in very practical terms, how does this mesh with, just for example, the statements by the leaders of ISIS that we will plant an ISIS flag on the White House and our goal is to take over the world for Sharia law and to establish the caliphate once again and get rid of all you infidels.
Well, as we come into greater and greater oneness consciousness, anything that doesn't match that oneness consciousness, of course, has to rise up for release and healing and transformation. And so we can see the leaders and participants in ISIL really holding the expression of extremism and otherness right now in this earth plane. And so although we stand firm holding the clarity of oneness consciousness as our compass point, we can understand and have compassion that there are those who are bringing all the remnants of otherness to the surface right now.
See how it is, folks? It's so confusing that even in the same household, I just called it ISIS, Ellen called it ISIL, and we don't even have the unity of nomenclature here in the same place.
I prefer to call it ISIL rather than ISIS. If you look at the word ISIS, we have is, as opposed to ISIL, which is ill. And
fantastic. No one else in the world has ever pointed that out.
So we can see this as an illness, as otherness as an illness, and work to eradicate it at the same time that we have compassion for what it's bringing up and expressing.
That's incredible, though. That's incredible. That's fantastic. You should call the White House and tell them that.
At least.
That's just great. So this is Spirit Talk Live, and I'm Rabbi Wayne Dasik here with my holy wife, Lily Rebenson, Ellen Kaufman Dasik, the world master of the psycho-spiritual therapy called Soul Memory Discovery. She has trained more than 400 people all around the world to do this incredible practice of deep, deep soul work to help people in their lives to understand their beings from this life and from any past lives that may be impacting on their lives. And you can join our conversation today, 1-800-555-5453. 1-800-555-5453. And if you are a regular listener and we don't know you, in particular, give us a call today. Jay will answer, and will our magnificent producer, Jay Cruz, will answer and put you onto the air. And if you're a regular listener, we'd love to hear from you as this year comes to an end, to know what this program means to you as you listen to it each month. Ellen, you pointed out, I believe, in the transmission a month or two ago in the Cosmic Times that light workers are particularly, particularly aware of the connection and have a great deal to give over to the world. What's that about? First of all, who are light workers? And second of all, what is it that they have to give? And third, why?
Well, it's a very, very amazing, exciting transformation that's going on right now. We've been talking about this ascension process in which Earth and all her inhabitants will shift dimensions and take the physical form with. That's what we're talking about when we talk about the ascension process that we've been involved with for decades now, and we're right in the middle of as we move from 3D all the way into, God willing, soon, an abundance of fifth dimensional consciousness. And the reality is that no matter how much help humankind has had from all the great beings of light and from Earth herself and from the divine in the course of this process, that this ascension process on Earth belongs primarily, the responsibility for it belongs primarily to human beings. And not just to human beings, but specifically to light workers. And the responsibility for the ascension process was recently handed over entirely to light workers.
But what are light workers?
Light workers have always been. Light workers may or may not work in the spiritual fields. A light worker is someone who has the capacity to transmit more light, has access to more light. More light shines through those who are light workers than the, quote, average human being. And so the other thing that distinguishes light workers from others is because the amount of light flowing through is greater, they are awakened to a deep, deep yearning and desire for connection with the divine. And so many light workers have the great joy and honor and privilege of being more acquainted with the divine than the average human being may have. And so, you know, forever and ever, in many, 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 many lifetimes and eons, light workers have had this connection with the divine that others may not have been privileged to have, and in their joy have wanted to share that connection and the ways of connecting with others, because the connection with the divine is the source of our fulfillment and soul satisfaction as human beings. It's not money, it's not love, it's not sex, it's not the sensual fulfillments of food or beauty or even music or art or achievement or success. It's none of those things. Our fulfillment comes only from a fulfilled connection with the divine. And so light workers have always had some of this access and have always wanted to share that with other human beings. And as other human beings awaken over time, they have found light workers to introduce them, to give them a proper introduction to the divine and help them develop that relationship with God. But for the most part, most human beings have not been able to see or acknowledge light workers because they haven't been awake enough to even know that a relationship with God, an intimate relationship with God, is possible. And so as more and more compassion and more peace is filling the waters and so filling us, average, regular human beings are beginning to wake up and become hungry, like when you wake up in the morning and you're hungry because you haven't eaten in 12 hours or 10 hours or whatever, and you begin to be hungry for breakfast, and you begin to look around and say, ooh, you know, what's there in the refrigerator? What's there for breakfast? And for the first time then, human beings are becoming capable of finding light workers and seeing light workers as a resource to be able to connect with God. And so it's appropriate then that this ascension process is turned over to light workers so that light workers can begin to make all those introductions between human beings and the divine.
Well, during the break, Ellen and I are going to talk about what's for breakfast after the show. So this is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dussek. I'm here with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dussek, the world master practitioner and teacher of the psychospiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery. If you want to know more about Ellen and more about that work, the website is www.soulmemorydiscovery.com. And there you can find out about Soul Memory. You can find out where a practitioner in your area is. And you can also subscribe to the monthly internet publication, The Cosmic Times. This is a summary of what is usually a 6-8 and sometimes 10-page transmission from Ellen's spiritual guidance. And she comes on the program every 3 or 4 months to give us a summary of what's been going on. But you can read about it each and every month and know what's going on spiritually and energetically in the world by subscribing to The Cosmic Times. We'll be back with Ellen very, very shortly after these messages, and we're going to find out what's going on with the color blue and the tree of life and knowledge. This is Spirit Talk Live. We'll be back after these messages.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dussek, and I'm back along with my wife, the Holy Reverend Ellen Kaufman Dossick, the world master practitioner and teacher of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery. I want to tell you about a couple of opportunities you can have to study with Ellen by actually telephone, by long distance. So she announces the Mastership Program, a year-long course which enables you to gain the skills and take the steps to a state of mastery within. It's for you if you've been hungering for the profound journey and wish to commit to the deep path. This is the second, third, fourth time, Ellen, that you, the fifth time that you've done the Mastership Program. It's level one is June to December of 2016, and level two is December to June 2017. We should all live and be well until then. And it's an hour and a half on the phone, once a month on Wednesdays, and daily practice following each class. So you can sign up for that. And she's also teaching, actually, sooner than that, May and June, a class called The Herstory of the World. We know our history, but what about our herstory? The divine feminine herstories are the stories from before time that foundation our world. They're the wonderfully epic tales, the mystical tales of the complex relationship between the feminine and the masculine, heaven and earth. And as we have talked about a number of times on this program over the last 7 years, that this world cannot be healed until the rift between the masculine and the feminine is healed. It is the rift between the divine masculine and divine feminine, and it is therefore the same rift that is echoed here on Earth. And so this is a class to change the story, because when you change the story, you change the reality. Those are also teleclasses, an hour and a half on the telephone, four Wednesdays, May 18 and 25, and June 1 and 8. And you can find out all about these classes and register for them at the website www.soulmemorydiscovery.com. So we're back with Ellen right now, and we want to know what the color blue, particularly the color cobalt blue, has to do with all of this, and what's going on with the tree of life and the tree of knowledge. Ellen Kaufman-Dossick.
So one of the reasons that, actually the prime reason, that no one has been really able to see lightworkers and use what they have to offer over the eons of time is that lightworkers have that added strand of DNA that we call the God strand activated within their DNA. That God strand activates when we have a yearning for God, when we desire intimacy and closeness with God, that God strand DNA activates. And when that DNA activates, that God strand activates, the entire color spectrum of the DNA shifts toward the blue end of the color spectrum. So here's the neat thing about DNA. Only about 10% of our DNA has been mapped by scientists. The remaining 90% has been seen as unmappable, and for a long time, scientists called it junk DNA. It turns out that the junk DNA is really fifth-dimensional DNA. It's activated in 5D, and they now are recognizing that and calling it rather messenger DNA. But what does that 90% of the DNA do? It does many things. Primarily, that 90% of the DNA has transmitters and receptors for photon energy, meaning that DNA communicates with DNA. All DNA communicates with all DNA. That is, we are all talking with every other DNA-based being on this planet and beyond. All DNA is communicating with all DNA. However, because of the skewing, of the shift toward the blue end of the spectrum for lightworkers because of their activated God strand of DNA, they haven't been included in the DNA conversations. they haven't been able to communicate with other DNA in a full way, which is why so very often light workers feel isolated and alone and separated out and cut off, and like they don't have a community, like they don't have a way of just sort of hanging out with regular folks. And so if you look at the very, very bottom of the roots of the tree of knowledge, what you see is that those very fine lacy filaments that are at the very, very, very tips of the roots of the tree of knowledge carry a cobalt blue color. Great beings of light raised that tree, which has been buried underground. They raised that tree to make that level of the roots available for to become a tremendous grid connecting all DNA on this earth plane. And with that particular blueprint for the ascent process in place, the correction for that blue shift is made available for humankind. And so all of humankind now will be able to communicate not only with each other but with light workers through the DNA, because that correction for the blue skew is in place now with that blueprint. And so now all human beings will be able to not only see but communicate on DNA level with all light workers and be able to access all that light workers have to offer, which is pretty remarkable. And so it's in that way, then, that light workers can become responsible for the ongoing development of this ascension process and then be able to do the work to awaken humankind and enable all of humankind to make those intimate connections with the divine.
And so now it's time to talk about, what do we do? Here we are, and the question is, how do we become whole through all of this? And so when we come back, Ellen Kaufman-Dossick will talk to us about how we become whole, how we ready ourselves and work with our real, our deep selves to bring the new world to us. And to find out what we need to do as we head toward the December solstice, which is very, very coming very, very soon. And so this is Spirit Talk Live. I am Rabbi Wayne Dossick, here with my holy wife, the Holy Rebbetzin Ellen Kaufman Dossick. We'll be back after these messages, as always, inviting you to come on the journey. Join in the quest.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do, too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Spirit Talk Live, Journeys into Mind, Heart, and Soul. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, and we're so glad that you are back with us. But, of course, you'd be back with us because the subjects are so utterly fascinating today. I want to tell you about something else. Every week, every month, I've been telling you about my newest book, The Real Name of God, Embracing the Full Essence of the Divine. You can find out about that book at www.God, G-O-D, is I-S Anochi, A-N-O-C-H-I .com. And there you can find a little 7-minute video where I explain the ideas and the concepts in the book. You can listen to all the chants that are in the book. And you can, if you wish, purchase a download of those chants or a hard copy of those chants. And we are delighted to tell you that for the second or third time, because those who took the class previously loved it so much, others have asked us to do it. Ellen and I will be teaching a 3-day class, The Care and Feeding of Your God Self and Your Eternal Soul, asking questions, for example, what if God is not who we think God is? What if we've really never met God? What if we're really not who we think we are? What if we're not human beings with souls, but eternal souls in human form? And imagine finding the mystical roadmaps that guide us toward fully ensouled living and deep personal intimacy with the full God, and fully present in the present. Imagine oneness. So we invite you to this class, The Care and Feeding of the God Self and Your Eternal Soul, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 11, 12, and 13 here in Carlsbad, California. And you can register for this class by going to soulmemorydiscovery.com, www.soulmemorydiscovery.com. If you want more information, give me an email at wdosick@gmail.com. And we welcome you here. It's really, if you really want to give yourself a tremendous Hanukkah or Christmas gift, and this is for everyone. This is not just for Jews. It is for everyone. We've had many, many people of many different faiths take this workshop class previously. If you want to give yourself a real holiday gift of being able to be deep in your own soul and deep in relationship with the divine, consider coming and being in this particular class. www.soulmemorydiscovery.com. And the book is available at Amazon. Give yourself, for a few bucks, you can give yourself a real gift, The Real Name of God, Embracing the Full Essence of the Divine. Look up my name, Dosick, D-O-S-I-C-K, on Amazon. It's right there. Okay, Ellen, so here we are, and we're heading toward the solstice, and what we have to do, as you teach us in this transmission, is we get stuck, and somehow we have to get unstuck in order to come into the fullness of our being. So how do we get unstuck?
So if we wish to access the answers and solutions, current dilemmas, from systems, there is wholeness that resides in oneness consciousness, and we can only perceive that wholeness from a wholeness within our own being. So the question really is, how do we become whole? And there is only one way to become whole, and that is to use an old word, cleave to the divine. We have to be able to put both our hands around the central beam of light within our own beings and find the divine and hold on tight with both hands. And what keeps us from doing that? What keeps us from that journey of wholeness? One of the chief things that keeps us from that is a belief that we are not worthy of that tremendous level of love that we would have to be able to receive in that kind of connection with God. And so, you know, sometimes we're connected. Sometimes we feel ourselves in that place of love with the divine. We're in love with our partners sometimes. Sometimes we're in love with our children, our grandchildren. Sometimes we're in love with our activities or our missions or our hobbies or our work. Sometimes we love our homes, our environments. And we can feel the presence of the divine when we're in those places of love. Sometimes we perceive the divine and we feel that love when we pray or chant or dance or meditate or do yoga or hike or all of those activities that we use as doorways into the experience with the divine. And sometimes we can't find the divine and we lose that sense of love and we feel lost and vulnerable and exposed and alone and small and terrified. And when we feel lost and disconnected, what do we do very often? And it's epidemic, particularly amongst lightworkers who want to be of service, but anybody who wants to be of service, when we feel lost and we've lost the connection with the divine, we use a very, very primitive defense mechanism called incorporation. And we try to find the divine by being the divine. And what that looks like on a real-life basis is we get involved with other people's lives and we try to do their lives for them. And we try to act like God and we intrude, and we have solutions that maybe they haven't even asked us for, and we give advice, and we guide, and we direct, and we take on other people's pain for them, and we carry other people for them, and what ends up happening is we end up with very codependent relationships that are completely dysfunctional, in which we've taken on other people's garbage for them, meaning that we've disempowered them. We're holding their issues, and so they can't get to their own issues to do anything about it. And we can't take care of their issues for them because they don't belong to us, holding them. And so it ends up being very, very, very tangled. And in that entanglement, we lose ourselves, and the other person loses themselves as well. And so it is a time for tremendous impeccability, and we've got to disentangle, and each person needs a direct connect with the divine. And the only way to do that is to grab with both hands onto the divine and let ourselves go and fall in love with God.
And so when we come back for our last segment, we'll find out from Ellen and maybe from me too about how we fall in love with God and what we need to do as the winter solstice, which is coming up just in a couple of days, actually, a few days from now, what we do to, if you will, inflame this love with God and give us direction for this new year. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. Come on the journey. Join in the quest.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick with the Holy Rebbetzin, Ellen Kaufman Dossick. You have one more chance to give us a call. We have only a few minutes left. 1-800-555-5453. 555-5453. Isn't that a great number? It's a wonderful number that Healthy Life got. If you want to talk to us, now's the time. Otherwise, we'll be out of time. So, Ellen, the question that we are left with after this fascinating look into what's going on energetically and spiritually in the world, and people can subscribe to the Cosmic Times and get this in their email box or their regular snail mail box once a month, www.soulmemorydiscovery.com. The question is, how do we fall in love with God, and what do we do practically to be in love with the divine, and what do we do as the winter solstice is upon us?
First of all, on December 10th, just a few days ago, I received a really strong message from guidance that the majority of humankind had chosen hope, which is an incredible message. When I asked, what does the majority mean? Does that mean 51%? They said, no, when they talk about a majority of humankind, they're talking about a two-thirds vote. So 66% of humankind has chosen hope, meaning that two-thirds of us recognize that this is that all this violence in the world right now, all the chaos, all the struggle, is steps toward a greater wholeness. And so if we can hang on to that notion that this is a healing crisis that we're in right now, and that we're really headed in the right direction, that God is in charge, and we can let go and fall wildly, crazily in love with God, we can give into our yearnings for the divine, that is our natural inclination. We can just let go and open our hearts and look around us and begin to recognize the presence of the divine in everyone and everything and fall madly in love.
And let me suggest a very practical way. And this may be the rabbi in me, but I think it's much more the human being in me. We don't spend any time. Most of us don't spend much time with God or seeking God. And Ellen mentioned earlier a number of ways that we can do that. We can pray, we can meditate, we can chant, we can dance, we can move, we can hike, we can do yoga, we can study ancient texts, we can do all of those things. Each one is a way in. Each one is a vehicle. But if you don't want to take any of those vehicles, here's my suggestion. Put aside 5 minutes a day. Just 5 minutes a day. It will probably stretch out to more, But say to yourself, 5 minutes a day in this frenetic life of mine, and sit yourself down somewhere and say, hello, God, it's me. It's me, Seymour. It's me, Jane. It's me, Fred. Here I am. Here I am. And see what happens. See how the first time probably nothing will happen. And the second time maybe nothing will happen. And the third time maybe you'll be humming a tune or remembering a beautiful text or a poem or something that that touches you. But open yourself to the divine presence. And if you keep running, you never will. Only when you sit down and say, just like I'm going to get a cup of coffee at Starbucks, or just like I'm going to pick up my kid in carpool, or just like I'm going to hand in this proposal to my boss, or just like I'm going to stop off and buy a loaf of bread for dinner. Spend just like 5 minutes being in the divine presence. It will work wonders. And now, Ellen, December solstice. What's up? What do we do?
Here we go. December solstice is amazing. This is an incredible time, just a remarkable time, because at the December solstice, we begin the shift from the Kali Yuga to the Satya Yuga, the time of warring and having our morality, our moral virtues at an all-time low, to moving into the golden age of peace that the Eastern masters have been talking about for literally thousands of years. This kind of shift of yugas comes only once every, some say 26,000 years, some say 13,000 years, some say 6,000 years. It's a very long period of time, however you look at it. And that shift is beginning at the December solstice. The other thing that happens with this shift at the December solstice is that the God strand of DNA for every human being on Earth gets activated, and that's completely remarkable. And so every human being to this new year of 2016 will begin to get hungry for the divine presence, begin to yearn for God, and will begin then to turn to light workers to show them the way. And once this happens, humankind begins to wake up, we begin to become conscious, and we begin our journey toward wholeness, which is what we've been waiting for and working for and yearning for eons and eons and eons. We have another remarkable occurrence happening on Christmas Day. Christmas Day is a full moon. That hasn't happened in about 35, 40 years. It's a remarkable occurrence. It's a full moon on Christmas Day. And not only is it a full moon, but in universal time, that full moon occurs at 11:11. 11 is the number of ascension. That double 11, master number of beginnings. And so many of our astrologers are telling us that the heavens open and hosts of angels are present for this awakening and this opening as the full reflected light shines on Earth. It is an incredible holiday season, and we wish you a 2016 that is filled with blessing and miracles, because it will be a remarkable year, and we are so looking forward to waking up and doing this ascension process with all of you.
And isn't she a remarkable spiritual being? Ellen Kaufman-Dossick, what a privilege it is to share life with her, and what a privilege it is to share her teachings and her spirit with you. Ellen, thank you so much for being with us on Spirit Talk Live today. Dear friends, we also thank Doc Collins, who plays our theme song each and every month, and the good folks at HealthyLife.net, Linda McKenzie, the visionary founder, and Jake Cruz, the extraordinary producer, who have invited us to Spirit Talk Live to be part of the HealthyLife.net family now in our seventh year on the network and with this program. We are so delighted and so honored to be part of this all-positive talk radio station. We also are incredibly grateful to our sponsors, whose gifts make it possible for Spirit Talk Live to be on the air. You'll hear their names in just a minute. If you'd like to add your voice and your values to the values of this program, you too can become a sponsor. Send me an email, wdosick@gmail.com, and we'll tell you how you can contribute to the ongoing work of this program. Next month, January, it will be actually January 20th. You remember we're the third Wednesday of every month now. It's a program called 100 Under $100. Betsy Teutsch, well-known writer, artist, and social activist, discusses from her book called 100 Under $100, low-cost tools that are helping the world's most impoverished women improve their lives. Ranges from high-tech to public health to finance and more. And she offers globally attuned people like us the information and the aspiration to alleviate poverty in the developing world, build a better planet, especially for women. That's next month here on Spirit Talk Live. And so until then, good friends, first of all, our wishes, our very best wishes, and our deepest blessings for the holiday season and for a new year of health and happiness and peace. Be blessed as we go from one year to the next, and be good and do good. Be well and be holy. Tune your awareness to oneness consciousness, for in oneness consciousness, you are sourced to strive for the recognition and the reality that this is one God, one world, one people. That is the mission here of Spirit Talk Live, to remind us of the power and the promise of Eden on Earth once again. And that's why we invite you this month and every month to come on the journey, join in the quest. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. This is Spirit Talk Live. Until next month and over this holiday period, Shalom, Salam, Pax, Peace.